Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard today and I couldn't help but sing along.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to find this stupid song for this stupid segment here. Oh, okay, hold on. I think this might be a Rodecaster Bluetooth. Hold on. Hold on. Stay right there. All right. There we go.
Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show power.
Set up the music plan.
Cause Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Why do you start talking with the song playing? You want the song playing? It's like, okay, we're going to play the stupid song because your talent agent, Ari Gold, said the only way you're getting Big Willie is if you play this stupid song. I play the stupid song, and then you're going, hello, hello? Can't you even let the song finish playing?
Hold on a second. I'm putting this on my resolution list. Improve mental health, reduce stress. That means I should just hang the phone up.
I see you're starting the new year the way you're ending the old year. My God. So what ailment?
One of my New Year's resolutions, and I'm a little tired this morning from watching the Pittsburgh Miracle on the field last night.
Wasn't that a great...
They had a preacher...
Yes.
They had a preacher come in and bless the field beforehand, and I think it worked because... You know, as soon as Boswell missed that extra point, I said, well, here we go.
Yep.
And then they get down there, just ready for the field goal, and he kicks it. He's a rookie. He shanks it. You know, you can't put it all on him, of course. And then Harbaugh had to walk him into the locker room and hold his hand because he gets paid $1 million a year to kick a ball, and he screwed up, you know, and they felt bad for him. But
it was an amazing. It was an amazing game, though, wasn't it? Oh, my God. We had no business winning that game.
There were some bad calls against the refs. We had some early hits. And, I mean, it's going to happen, but I don't know. But I was just glad to see him win, I guess. But Tomlin, at the end, when they turned the camera to him, and he, like, pounds his chest like a gorilla, and then he... And then he takes and blows a kiss real hard, like I told you so. And I'm like, well, buddy, let me fill you in on a secret. The kid just missed the kick. and if he would have made the kick, you'd have been kissing that hand or goodbye, probably out the door. You know, and you'd be sit beside Coach Cowher on the news broadcast next year, is what everybody's saying. So, I mean, they still got a good test with Houston coming up, and Denver looks pretty darn good. So, there's some good teams out there. Yeah. They better straighten up. But we got Metcalf coming back, so that's huge.
That is great, no question. That ending, honest to God, 4 or 5 different times I thought, well, here we go again. Baltimore is going to beat us again. And, you know, the Tomlin's record is, you know, no non-losing seasons for, you know, 1,000 years or whatever it is. But it was like, and then when Chris Boswell misses the extra point, of all the people, our superstar misses the extra point. And that means that the Baltimore Ravens, the only thing they have to do is go down the field, get close enough for a chip shot field goal. We lose the game. And I thought, this is all over. We couldn't stop any of his passes. Derrick Henry got over 120 or 15 yards in the first half, and I thought it was all over. And then the build-up for their kicker, for the Baltimore kicker, that, oh, they went out, they interviewed all these different kickers. They were looking for somebody who had the right stuff, who would perform under pressure.
Right, and
they're selling it. And then he kicked it worse than I would kick it. It was unbelievable.
Right. He's solid. They said he's a solid guy.
Yes.
That's why they got him.
Yes. Oh, they interviewed all these.
Put it all on him.
Oh, no. Oh,
it is what it is. People will, but he'll get over it. It's his first year and first big loss, I guess, but whatever.
It was a great game.
We'll see what happens with Houston.
They'll kill us.
C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. So all the Ohio State people will be watching. And Myles Garrett broke the record.
Who cares?
Felt
nobody
good
cares.
For him, you know. Shador Sanders. I don't like Cleveland, but, you know, I kind of like the underdog, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Myles Garrett seems like he's on the up and up. So nobody fell down for him like Brett Favre did with Strahan to get the record.
Yes,
so.
Yes. I absolutely agree.
That was horrible.
Yeah, but that game at the end, my God, that game was unbelievable. It was unbelievable at the end.
I know. That's why I'm so tired. The kids actually fell asleep with me last night. I had Christy down getting my Freightliner Cascadia ready at like 11 o'clock at night in the cold. And then this morning we went down. The funniest thing happened. I was working on a light on my trailer this morning. And she's inside my truck, you know, and you get the cooler ready, you got to make the bed and all this stuff. Because I'm not doing that stuff, you know. I bring home the bacon. Yeah, she makes the bed. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what that means. Stop. What does that, you have your common law wife fix your bed in your luxurious cab of your Freightliner Cascadia 125?
Right.
You have your wife do this?
Right.
Oh, for
right,
the love
you know
of
what? She's,
God.
She's dropping the kids off, and she's going home and taking a nap until noon today.
She takes care of all the kids. She takes care of your household. She puts up with you, and you have her changing your sheets? In your cab?
You might have a point there. She does put up with
me. My God.
That might be
God.
Why she needs a nap every day for 2 hours.
What she needs is a shotgun.
I was wondering why she packs up. She packs my lunch and pushes me out the door on Sunday nights and Mondays pretty quick. I just thought she was interested in me making money. I never thought she wanted to get me out of the house.
Well, I did.
But anyhow.
Ma'am.
Yeah,
what kind of sheets?
I was changing the light, and I heard her scream. Like, and I was like, uh-oh. I said, she just fell on the ground in the ice because there was a lot of ice this morning.
Yeah.
So I finished putting the light in, and then I walked up a couple minutes later to see if she fell. And I said, are you okay? And I didn't see her anywhere. I said, well, heck, anybody took her to the hospital by now, but I had to get that light fixed.
Of course. Priorities.
Dog jumped up in and sat in the driver's seat.
The dog jumped in and sat up
so
in the
driver's seat? A dog with a collar on, cute little dog. He scared the living crap out of her. He just jumped up in the driver's seat, straight up from the ground, and jumped straight up in the driver's seat from the ground and sat in the driver's seat and stared the living crap out of her. She screamed, and the dog jumped back out of the truck and took off. I didn't even see the dang thing. And then we seen him walking around when we got there, but apparently somebody was letting him out to do his duty and release his booty. And he was carrying chunks of ice around and laying in the snow, and then he jumped up in the truck and scared the crap out of her.
Oh my!
So at least he didn't fall, you know. So that was a bonus, you know.
Let me ask you
that light fixed.
Let me ask you a question. What kind of sheets does she put on your little bed there in your cab of your Freightliner Cascadia 125?
I got nothing but the best in here.
Satin.
I mean, this is 5 days a week in here. I got one of the memory foam mattresses. I got 2,000 count sheets. They're like hotel with a dowel comforter. And I got four pillows, 2 foot pillows.
And you call me you call me effeminate. You make fun of me because I use some Norwegian hand cream and because I use some chapstick. You've got some nerve. Oh my God! Well,
I need
thread counters.
Bites.
What?
Hey, My, I sleep in here. I don't even have a heater in here right now. I ain't had a heater in here for 2 years.
You got a dog, don't you?
My Dow Feather comforter has to keep me warm in here.
Oh, for the love of God. You don't need a heater. You just leave the engine running in your diesel truck. Even I know that. I don't know anything. For heaven's sake.
You know, you can't do that. That means you got more oil changes, more hours on your truck, more wear and tear. I let it run for a few minutes. I idle it down, then I shut it off, and I just cover up in the blanket. And then I wake up in the morning and go, why in the world didn't I leave the truck run?
Well, yeah.
You know?
Don't you have ice all over your
environment?
Do you have ice over your windshields and over your doors and everything? In cold weather?
Yeah, it happens. But that's the easy part. The hard part is when you go out and do your straps after you drive down the road on a rainy day, and then it freezes at night, and you got to take a hammer and beat the straps loose.
Oh, my
God. And everybody says, oh, use RV antifreeze on them. Use this. Use that. Well, I don't give a crap what you do. I use RV antifreeze. I use heat. I use the only thing that works is temperature. That's it. So you get there, you get your bar, and you got to unravel them. You got to jerk them, and the wind's blowing and cold. It's busy. The wintertime, this job sucks. I'm just going to tell you straight up. Flat bedding in the wintertime sucks worse than anything.
What
you
kind
get up
of,
there on the water in Detroit, Toledo, and I cry, and I say, why couldn't I just found a rich wife and had like a big windfall of money like Dimitri and drive a Lexus and get good deals on my insurance? And able to work 3 days a week, 6 hours a week, and sitting home.
Let me correct you.
My fourth wife crazy.
Let me correct you. It's a Rolls Royce. I drive a Rolls Royce. Okay. Okay. And Monday. Okay. This is Monday, so it'd be the red one.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Exactly. Back to your wife. So you actually say to this poor common law wife of yours that why couldn't you have married a rich woman? You actually say this to her?
No, I don't say it to her. She's probably listening right now, but she knows what I mean.
Oh, I bet she does.
She probably says the same thing about me.
Yeah. Well, I'm absolutely sure of. Yes.
100%. I guarantee you she's just rolling her eyes right now. She knows I love her. She knows. She goes, I couldn't get on the road without her and do what I do without her.
Yeah.
I don't know too many.
Too late.
So I think that helps.
Too late.
Short memory helps because she forgets all the bad stuff.
So let me ask you this. Did you actually hire Martha Stewart to fix up your luxurious state-of-the-art cab and your Freightliner Cascadia 125? Martha Stewart sheets, Martha Stewart pillows, Martha Stewart bowl to clean your fingernails or whatever, anything before you eat. Any kind of Martha Stewart touches in your cab?
The only thing in Martha Stewart I'd want my cab is her friend Snoop Dogg, and I ain't allowed to do that. So maybe one day when I retire, I'll be able to sit back and relax like Willie and Snoop.
Yeah. You know how they relax, right?
Ain't drinking water and going to the beach.
Exactly.
I know that.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
We have a couple minutes.
What's your New Year's resolution? Anything?
Yeah, to stop playing that stupid song of yours. I'm going to be talking with management here saying renegotiate his contract so I don't play this stupid song and then have him in the middle of it. Go ahead.
You know how you can get rid of that song, right?
Yeah. Wow.
We just put your butt back on the River Talk News Channel. We ain't got to worry about it.
Hey, I'll have you know that the listenership that we have on Mr. Deep Pocket's own app is absolutely huge. We dominate everything. The only show that we don't beat yet is Johnny's show on WOMP, and we're gaining on him. So don't talk to me about, you don't know what you're doing. You know, the numbers on that app for Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, for Big Willie and River Talk, are astronomical. You can ask Mr. Deep Pockets yourself if you don't.
Mr. Deep Pockets.
Really okay, stop.
Since I came on.
No, they didn't. But here's the other thing. Have you seen him lately? Have you seen him in the past few days?
Yeah. I had lunch with him Friday.
Did he have hair falling from his face into the soup? He has a beard. He's growing a beard.
We both have beards right now.
Oh, dear God. How ridiculous does that beard look on him?
We both use the same kind of trimmer.
Ugh. How ridiculous does that beard look on Mr. Deep Pocket? Seriously. That's what I thought.
My lunch, Friday. I thought it looked good.
Yeah. He paid for your lunch, right?
Not only did he pay for my lunch, but he was going to take me out and give me another half a ham. But I didn't have time. So I was with the great marketing director we have now, and we had a little impromptu meeting about the future, and the future is looking bright, as always, with Big Willie in it. And so we talked about how great the show was doing now, since I came aboard, in the song and everything, and then we went to school.